telecommunications company Vodafone is giving its more than 2,000 workers an extra incentive to finish the summer weeks early. It's announced it will let employees leave at 2 o'clock, yep, you heard right, 2 o'clock on Friday afternoons. Jonathan Mitchell reports.
People in Wellington were out enjoying anniversary day in the sun this afternoon, and the temptation of an early knock-off on a Friday got them excited.
I think it would make me, you know, more productive having a shorter working week, but, you know, more effective during the days I am working. Less stress from work, and, you know, if it's a shorter week, maybe a bit more pay would be nice, so you wouldn't be stressing about that as much.
I don't think people are very productive during the week anyway. And if you shorten it down a little bit and concentrate it, you can get increased productivity.
And do you think there'd be more incentive for you to work harder through the week if you knew that was coming?
Yeah, I want to get more done on the Friday morning for sure. Yeah,
good idea. I reckon we need to be home more instead of bloody at work. More time with the kids, more time at home.
Vodafone's acting HR director, Katie Williams, says it's a chance to give its workers a break.
For us, it's about making sure that our people have the best work-home balance they can have. And given the weather is so fantastic at the moment, we wanted to celebrate the New Zealand summer by giving our people a chance to go home early on Friday afternoons to either go to the beach early, spend time with their family, or just simply sit in the sun and enjoy themselves.
She says if work still needs to be done, employees can take another day off another time. And she thinks it will have wider benefits to the company.
One, it attracts people to join us. Two, it helps retain our great people and make sure that they want to stay with us. And lastly, it gives people the well-earned rest that they require. So when they are working, they are doing the very best job they can.
Perpetual Guardian helps people with wills, trusts and estate planning. It went to a four-day working week permanently over a year ago. So far, about 75% of its 240 employees are working shorter weeks. The company's founder, Andrew Barnes, says it's an important step in creating a healthier and happier workplace.
Well, there has been absolutely no negative impact in terms of our productivity. Our customer service standards haven't declined. But obviously, our staff are healthier, happier, and obviously more engaged in terms of what they do with the company.
He says it has had material benefits as well.
We are seeing a lower sick leave balance, and also we're starting to see trending down in staff turnover. You know, the real issue here is it takes a little bit longer than, you know, a year and a bit to get those long-term trends. But clearly, if people have got better chance to rest, make themselves fit, to recharge the batteries, they're likely to not have as much days off sick.
Vodafone says the early Friday knock-off will be in place from this Friday until the 28th of February. For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10A.